Hey tribe, and welcome back to another episode of the Empower Yourself with MLG podcast. I'm your host Mandy, and today my mission is to really inspire you to start your new and better life right now. You will see why immediate action is so vital, and I will give you 3 tips on how to get started immediately and sustainably. So let's not wait any longer and get right into it. We are about 2 months away from the new year 2024 at the time of this recording. And for the past few years, I've come into the habit of starting my New Year's resolutions in October and November. And I started doing that because I found that January is almost like a month-long Monday. So you know how we always say, I'll start on Monday. Now, on a Friday, with the long week behind you and the outlook of a nice weekend in front of you, you feel excited to start that new adventure on a Monday, okay? Like the new diet or the exercise program or the studies or whatever it is. And then, come Monday, you find that you don't feel quite as rested as you thought you would. And you are feeling grumpy because the weekend felt too short, and now you are standing at the starting point of yet another long week of hard work, to-do lists, and heavy responsibilities. Now, with that lovely dark cloud hanging over you, and the thoughts of the week already having drained half of your energy reserves, there is little left of that energizing excitement and willpower that you felt on Friday. So then you either don't start pushing it forward once again, or you do, but you run out of steam by the middle of the week. Sound familiar? Now, imagine you started what you set out to do on Thursday already. First of all, you will capitalize on that initial excitement and can immediately use that energy to get over the most challenging hurdle, which is, as we all know, to get started in the first place. And then you move into the weekend with a feeling of success already. And then come Monday, you can just continue with your already started plan. Now, the same counts for the new year. If you start your new life when you feel the impulse, come January, you will already have broken through the inertia barrier. I hope I used that word right in this context, but you know what I mean. Anyway, so you would have already broken through that barrier and you can just keep your momentum going. Now, of course, this doesn't only count for the things we want to start on Monday or our New Year's resolutions. This rule counts regardless of what time of the year you are listening to or watching this episode. The principle remains the same. It comes down to never delaying the beginning of a better life. Tony Robbins once explained to us that when you feel severe pain and frustration, over a long time, you get to a point where you cannot take it anymore, okay? And in that moment, the door to transformation opens for a quick moment. Now, if you don't step through the door immediately, at that moment, the door closes again. And it may take a very long time for it to open again. Now, to expand on that and just to give you a visual, the way that I imagine it, imagine that you are in a small room, which is your current existence and experience of life, or a particular aspect of your life, and all the pain and frustration that you have been living with for so long has built up a field of pressure in and around you. Now, this pressure builds and builds as time goes by in this teeny tiny room until there comes a point where the pressure is so strong and so unbearable that it needs to force open a door to release the pressure inside. Now, this door is only kept open by the pressure coming from the inside, and as the pressure releases, the door starts to close again. Now, here's the key. Before it closes, you must step out into freedom. Otherwise, you will be standing in the room again, sometimes for years, until you have yet again built up enough pressure to push the door open. And because of that, that is precisely why it is so important to step through the door the second it opens. Okay, now story Monday. I can see it, I can feel it, I've been living this, but how the hell do I step through? Well, you take immediate action. In other words, you don't wait for Monday or January or next week or next month. To help you, here are three quick tips on how you can quickly step through the door. Number one, take small but immediate action. Like I said in the beginning, you want to break through that first barrier, and this does not have to be extreme. For example, if you want to improve your health, look at one healthy meal you can have tomorrow and get the recipe in place today with the ingredients you already have. If you want to study, open your books now and place them on your desk ready for tomorrow. And if you're really brave, maybe even read one page. If you have to do your taxes, just create the online form so long or make an overview of everything that you need to gather. If you want to start exercising, lay out the clothing and equipment you need now already. If you want to start a podcast, then start to just jot down 5 ideas for your first episode. As you've heard plenty of times and probably know yourself, getting started is usually the hardest part. So taking small action is all you need to put you into motion. Number two, don't over-research and don't over-complicate. Do not get stuck on all the tiny details in the beginning. This is just another way of saying, I'll start on Monday. Use what you have and get going now. You know, we can prepare forever and never start. Or when we do eventually start, we realize that our needs and preferences are different, maybe on specific equipment, and then we need to get new stuff anyway and get used to this new process from the beginning. You can start with a lot less than you think. So going back to our previous examples, instead of going nuts on buying nuts and chia seeds and quinoa and health powders to improve your health, just make one meal with fresh instead of processed ingredients. You don't have to figure out what shoes you need for running or which GPS watch to buy. Just put on the ones that you have and run a route you already know. You don't need a yoga mat to start yoga. Use a rug or just use the bare floor and keep a blanket handy for your knees. If you want to start a podcast, use the device that you are holding right now. Trust me. It takes time to build up an audience anyway, so you can gather equipment steadily. Having the perfect equipment will not be the deciding factor in your success. Figure out what the bare minimum is that you can start with, then start and expand over time. It will save you a lot of time and a lot of money. Again, trust me. Number three, do a little every day instead of trying to go from zero to hero all at once, because we really want this to be sustainable for you. Remember, the road to mastery is paved with consistency, so you want to give yourself the best possible chance of success by tackling one day at a time and without putting your whole life on its head. I mean, it happens so often that we think of this massive change that we will have to undergo, And we can get pretty overwhelmed by just that image. And that is often what stops us from stepping through the door, because we feel tired and super defeated before we even get started. I always call to mind James Clear's 1% rule. If you can get 1% better each day for 1 year, you'll end up 37 times better by the time you're done. Conversely, if you get 1% worse each day for 1 year, you'll decline nearly down to zero. What starts as a small win or a minor setback accumulates into something much more. We always underestimate the power of small and continuous progress. And I know I say this so often, but that's because it's true. More often than not, small continuous progress gets us to the goal a lot faster than trying to get everything done immediately or everything changed immediately. By the way, if you want to dive deeper into habit changing and this 1% rule, I recommend reading James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. So, my friend, the point is, never delay starting a better life. If this is November, start your New Year's resolutions now. If this is Thursday, start today with what you wanted to start on Monday. If this is any day, any time, no matter where you are in the year, if you have the urge to make a change, quickly get up and step through the door and into freedom before it closes back up again and locks you inside for who knows how long. All right. That's it from me for today, and my wish for you really is that this is the beginning of the best time of your life. I sincerely hope that you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I look forward to hanging out again with you in the next episode. Until then, as usual, always remember to live an empowered life. I'll catch you in the next one.